right back to more of it. It's BK and Ferrario, live from the Car Shield Studio on 101 ESPN.
That's Alex Ferrario. He's Tanner Hendrickson, and I'm Brandon Kiley. Very happy to go out to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're trying to learn more about the Cardinals' potential managerial candidates, and Jason Dombach was the former State College Spikes general manager and team president, while Ollie Marmol was their manager. So we're hoping that he can give us a little bit of insight into who Marmol is as a manager, as a person, what he could potentially do for the Cardinals. Jason joins us now on BK and Ferrario. Jason, thanks so much for the time today, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Thrilled to have you. Absolutely. So I guess let's start a little open-ended. What was it like working alongside Ollie Marmol when he was the manager and you were in the front office with the State College Spikes?
It was enjoyable. I'll still never forget getting a phone call from Gary LaRocque, who I think he still runs the Cardinals minor league system.
Yep.
And was at the time, and he called me before they had announced Ollie as the manager and said, hey, you know, I just want to let you know, give you a heads up. Our manager is 28 years old. And, of course, it took me back a bit because, you know, to that point, most of the guys that, you know, I had worked with as managers in my time in professional baseball were kind of baseball lifer type guys. So that was a bit surprising, but he said, you know, this is a guy that we have big plans for, and he is wise beyond his years, mature beyond his years. You're going to really like working with him, and everything he said turned out to be true. It was a great run working with him for 2 years.
And, you know, Jason, the one thing that we've heard already about Ollie Marmol in his short time with the Cardinals has been how much of a player's guy he is. He's built such a good rapport with the players that are on the roster that they love everything about him. Was that what you saw with the State College Spikes?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you have to remember at that point, being as young as he was only a few years removed from being a player. He wasn't that much older than the guys that he was managing. In fact, I think I'd have to go back and look, but if you guys remember the name Mitch Harris,
yeah.
who pitched a little bit for the Cardinals, he was a Navy veteran. He, I think, was older than Ollie at that point. So, you know, that was a bit unusual, but yeah, you could see it right away. He has such a calm demeanor to him, but at the same time, when the lights go on, you know, when the game starts, you know, he's a pretty fiery competitor. That's what I remember of him at the time. So, but he very much an easy guy to talk to. I could see very much as a player how much, you know, you would enjoy being able to walk into his office and sit down and just talk about life, you know, not even about baseball. He definitely had that perspective and that kind of connection with his guys.
Jason Dombach is our guest here on 101 ESPN, former State College Spikes GM and team president. Jason, as you're probably aware, I have to imagine that baseball has trended in a different direction over the last decade especially, but it's been happening for a while now where the use of numbers, the use of analytics, matchups, all of these different things are a big, big portion of what the manager has to deal with. There are packages of numbers that they get on a day-to-day basis. Is that something that you think Ollie Marmol would be prepared for, would embrace as a manager?
Absolutely. I saw him do that in the early stages. And, of course, you know, at the level of baseball that we were at, which is essentially rookie ball, information is pretty limited. But I do remember sitting with him a number of times as he was making out the lineup card or talking about that night's game, and he was talking about some of the numbers that he had gotten from the Cardinals organization and the people, you know, back in St. Louis that were on the analytics side, and how that was shaping some of the lineup decisions he was making even then. So here we are, fast forward 7 or 8 years, and at the big league level, of course, the treasure trove of information you have. Very much, I think he's a guy that would embrace analytics, but at the same time, you know, he is a bit of an old school guy in the sense that he very much can connect with players. I think he's a good baseball man, understands the game, has a good feel for the game. So I think, you know, and again, it's been a long time since I worked with him at a much different level, certainly a much more grassroots level. but I think he could be the best of both worlds for whoever would have him as a big league manager.
One other thing that I'm curious about, because it's not just the numbers. I know the Cardinals have really embraced technology in recent years, especially on the hitting side of things. That's something their new hitting coach, Jeff Albert, has really embraced. Is that something you saw from Ollie Marmol in his time as well, was the embracing of technology and the new wave of ways that hitters can improve?
You know, not as much at that point. I'm sure that's evolved. I remember commenting to a lot of people that one thing I loved about the Cardinals when I had a chance to work with them 7 or 8 years ago was that they were the perfect blend at the minor league level, especially at that point. We're sort of that perfect blend of old school and new school. You know, we all know about the Cardinal way. You know, I don't need to tell you guys in St. Louis about that, but even around baseball, and you know, people understand the Cardinals have a way of doing things that go way back, you know, to the 40s and 50s. And you saw that, but at the same time, you know, I thought they didn't just dive into the technology stuff. It felt like, especially at the minor league level, that they were sort of growing into that. There were other organizations that, you know, were sending video coaches on the road and that were doing a lot more of that, I felt like, than the Cardinals at that time. But you could see they were being very deliberate about that. And I thought, you know, Ollie was, again, you know, I thought a perfect intersection of the old and the new. But I will say, you know, as a younger guy in the business, you know, you could see he understood how to use all of that a lot better than sort of some of the older school guys that were hanging around the organization.
Jason, I'm not sure. So I'll be honest and tell me no if this is true. I don't know how much run-ins you had with Mike Shildt in your time with the Cardinals organization, but I do know that Ollie Marmol was somebody that Mike Shildt really enjoyed being around, mentoring, and if I'm not mistaken, Mike Shildt was the one that kind of hired or brought in Ollie Marmol or scouted him. Do you see some similarities in the way that Mike Shildt manages compared to Ollie Marmol from what you saw in his time in the minors?
It's ironic because we were actually a Cardinals affiliate way back in 2006. And Mike Shildt was a member of the coaching staff as a very young kind of unknown guy, just getting his start in coaching. So it's ironic that on one hand, you know, we're having this conversation about Ollie at Mike's to his detriment, I suppose. But yeah, I think there are some similarities. The thing I would say, I can't speak too much about, you know, what Mike's done and had done in St. Louis, but I do know I see a lot of similarities between the two in the way that people around the organization talked about them, you know, early in their careers. You know, John Mozeliak was around way back then. Gary LaRocque has been around the organization a long time. John Vooch, all these guys that people in St. Louis know very well, you know, with their involvement in the minor leagues. You could sort of see that Mike had already graduated, you know, up the line in the Cardinals organization at the time when Ollie was hired as a very young manager. And you could sort of see, and just in talking to people, you could see, okay, Mike has sort of moved on. He's on that track to be a big league manager, but Ollie's sort of that next guy. And you could sort of see that parallel taking place. So I do think there are a lot of similarities, at least in the way that people in the Cardinals organization viewed the two.
Jason Dombach is our guest here on 101 ESPN. Jason, final question that I have for you. Do you have a good story, a moment that you remember in particular from Ollie Marmol that may shed some light to our listeners right now that, I mean, if he's named the next manager of the Cardinals, they might be able to understand a little bit more about who Ollie Marmol is?
I would say there's so much more to him than baseball. And I know sometimes that's not what people always want to hear. You know, they want to know, hey, our manager is all in 24/7. And he is. I mean, there's no question about that. But the thing I remember about Ollie really has nothing to do with baseball. It's everything to do about him as a person. And he's just the kindest, nicest, faith-driven man that I've been around in baseball. There's a story that I think has become somewhat famous around folks in, you know, that really follow the Cardinals closely, and that was the story of a young man named Josiah Vieira. He was a local boy who was afflicted with progeria, And if you know anything about progeria, it's an extremely rare disease that's basically a rapid onset of aging in children. Essentially, a 10-year-old child with progeria has organs that are of that of an 80-year-old. And so it was a very rapid aging disease. And Josiah was a very tiny man. He was only about 17 or 18 pounds, so there wasn't much to him. But a very normal boy otherwise, who loved baseball. We had him out to a game in the 2013 season one night, and the team came back and had a nice come-from-behind victory in the ninth inning. Ollie had connected with him, and the team had connected with him very much, and they wanted him to come back. And he did, and they kept winning, and they kept winning, and Josiah kept coming back, to the point where by the end of that season and into the 2014 season, he was just sort of a member of the team, and he was around all the time. And I know he and Ollie created a wonderful friendship. It even got to the point where Josiah was named the good guy, won the good guy award there by the baseball writers in St. Louis, came to St. Louis, was presented the award, and Ollie was his presenter because they were such great friends. And he unfortunately passed away a few years ago, which was not all that unexpected given his condition. I know it affected Ollie very much and everybody that was around Josiah and the Cardinals organization. So that's just one story that spoke to, you know, just what a great man Ollie Marmol is. And if he does become the Cardinals manager, I think he's a guy that will uphold the tradition of the Cardinals and the Cardinal way, but also, you know, bring very much, you know, a human side to that position, and somebody that I think everybody will root for and really get to like.
It's going to be interesting to watch over the next couple of weeks to see which direction the Cardinals go, but it certainly sounds like Ollie Marmol is, at a minimum, one of the top candidates for the job. Jason, thanks so much for hopping on with us today, giving us a little bit of insight into what your experience was with Marmol. Hopefully we'll talk with you again soon.
I appreciate it. It'll be fun to watch which way the search goes. And I know we're all rooting for Ollie here in central Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for hopping on with us. That's Jason Dombach, former State College Spikes general manager and team president, joining us here on 101 ESPN. Spent a couple of years with Ollie, as Ollie was the manager of the State College Spikes. Man, I got to say, it sounds like Ollie Marmol is young Mike Schilts in some ways, in some of his philosophies. And maybe he is more open to other philosophies than Mike Schilts was. I mean, there's certainly some possibilities there. He also mentioned multiple times, Jason did, that, hey, this was 6-7 years ago. So I'm sure his philosophies have evolved over time. And if you're just looking at his social media, like, he's very into technology and the numbers. So I do think there is something to that. But I do think the human side of things, obviously, even if you are going more analytically driven as an approach, as an organization, that's going to be the biggest part of any organization, baseball or otherwise. You got to be able to relate to your players, and it sounds like Ollie's got that.
And you want somebody who's going to come in and follow along with a system that's in place rather than push back on it. And it sounds like Ollie Marmol is that. I mean, he sounds like the identical twin of Mike Schilt from what Jason was describing there. And I don't know if that's a bad thing. I mean,
no.
We saw the success from Mike Schilt, so don't take it that way. But here's the one thing that I do think people need to know about Ollie Marmol. I mean, the guy's had success in the minor leagues as a manager.
Yep.
He's won multiple championships as a manager working with younger players. And what's the Cardinals' way? Implementing younger players into the system. So, I mean, from everything Jason just described there, it sounds a heck of a lot like the Cardinals think this is a match made in heaven, but there are multiple guys that I think you could say the same thing about.
That's Alex Ferrario. He's Tanner Hendrickson, and I'm Brandon Kiley. Coming up in 15 minutes or so, the Blues young performers might open things up for a David Perron extension. We'll talk about that coming up at the top of the hour, but coming up next, 65780 is the Air Comfort Service text line for questions and answers here on 101 ESPN.